This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. From Britain to Egypt and beyond, investigators are looking for the planners of several recent bombings. They're also tracing any connections between them. The most deadly attack came over the weekend in the resort city of Sharm el-Sheikh, Egypt. Hospital officials say 88 people were killed. In a moment, we'll hear about the two groups that have claimed responsibility for the Egyptian bombings. We'll start our coverage with NPR's Jackie Northam in Sharm el-Sheikh.
The three bombs that exploded here on Friday night struck at the very heart of Sharm el-Sheikh's main industry, tourism. One of the devices went off in the center of the Nama district, which is full of cafes and restaurants and a popular haunt for tourists. A suicide car bomber struck at the old city, where the charming markets were a great night destination. Another suicide bomber drove his car up to the front entrance of the Gazella Gardens Hotel, one of the many luxurious resorts overlooking the Red Sea. Throughout the city, flags at all the hotels were lowered at half staff. Yesterday, thousands of Egyptian employees and management of the hotels gathered to send a signal to those who carried out the attacks. Like others, this group from one hotel was shouting no, no to terrorism. Many of the demonstrators held banners that said peace or life will go on. Many more Egyptians lined the sidewalks, clapping and showing their support. At one point, everyone seemed to congregate in front of the Gazella Gardens Hotel, the noise hitting a crescendo. The Gazella Gardens is now hidden behind sheets of heavy white tarpaulin, but one can peek through openings to catch a glimpse of the devastation. The front of the once high-end resort hotel is gone. So too is the lobby. There are mounds of rubble inside the hotel and outside. Bouquets of fresh-cut flowers line the sidewalk. Ashraf Luxor, with the Sun and Fun Tours, says the terrorists have no bounds.
It's a message that they can reach everywhere. They didn't come after Sharm because it's Sharm. It's coming to say that we are coming everywhere. They have been in London, they have been in Madrid, they have been in Beirut. Now it's Sharm, God knows where else. But we are going to fight to tell these people we are not cowards. We are standing on our feet and we're going to come back strongly and much better than before.
There's cause to worry for the hundreds of thousands of Egyptians working in the hotels and casinos in this resort town. 15 years ago, Sharm el-Sheikh was not much more than a desolate patch of sand on the tip of the Sinai Peninsula. Now it's a glittering array of five-star resorts, restaurants and casinos. But Sharm el-Sheikh also represents opportunity for many Egyptians who cannot get work in Cairo or elsewhere. Mohamed Fouad has a law degree but could not get ahead in Cairo. He came here to Sharm el-Sheikh 6 months ago to work in one of the resorts as a driver. Fouad says Sharm el-Sheikh offered him a good chance to finally get ahead.
Because there is many new projects here, like hotel or resorts. So the owner here pay much money for the person who come to work here. He pay more than Egyptian government. They pay much money.
Fouad paints a worrying scenario for the future of Sharm el-Sheikh.
The terrorists destroy the city and we cannot find good job because the tourists leave the city. Then the owner here, they cannot pay like before. We are so sad.
There's no question the bombings have had an immediate impact on the tourism trade. In the old city, about 7 miles from the resort hotels and where one of the car bombs exploded, crowds normally throng the markets, buying up gold, earthenware, and fabrics. This weekend, many shop owners sat outside their damaged buildings, the remains of their goods broken and burned in huge piles outside their shops. The main activity is cleanup. The blast sent glass and debris flying. More than 15 people died at this one site. The explosion happened directly outside the covered market. Staircases are gone and huge chunks of the building lie on the road. There is no merchandise left. But the terrorist attacks represent something more than just the physical and financial loss. There's a sense of spiritual loss right now in Sharm el-Sheikh, for the peaceful oasis Sharm el-Sheikh once was for foreigners, and for the hope it brought to many Egyptians. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Sharm el-Sheikh, Egypt.